There is no, it says here, there's no nice way to put this, but under present MLB terms, the 2025 Colorado Rockies could genuinely become known as one of the worst professional baseball teams of all time.
They're bad.
That's what makes it seem quite fitting that the Rockies are boasting a pathetic 8-40 record at the time of this writing.
Woo!
Provided that Colorado maintains that pace, it will officially surpass the 2024 White Sox for the most losses in modern Major League Baseball history. And now, a Rockies fan is suing the team. After getting hit by a foul ball in 2023, using the ineptitude in a legal argument. According to the Denver Post, the fan, who suffered catastrophic and permanent injuries after getting hit in the eye, is partially blaming the Rockies for being so awful that essentially any fan attending one of their home games could not reasonably be expected to pay attention to the baseball, their quote, happening on the field. He said he was so bored because the team was so bad that he was looking at his cell phone when he got hit in the eye by a foul ball.
There cannot be a way this guy wins this lawsuit. That is.
I love the principle of it, though. That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. It is hilarious. And it's from 2 years ago.
The team is so bad, I was so bored that I wasn't watching what was happening on the field, and therefore I took a baseball to my eye.
But you say that, Bobby, and we have seen the number of lawsuits that people have won.
And you've talked about them on the show. I know.
Regarding the foul balls, hitting their kid. I mean, we've seen some horrifying stories. People losing eyesight in one of their eyes because of these foul balls, to the point that we now have netting all the way to the foul pole.
Well, I think that was responsible. That was a good thing. I don't know, too many, even traditionalists don't argue that. But
and it really doesn't obscure
it does not,
your
it
view.
It really doesn't. It's protected a lot of people because there were some nasty, serious injuries.
But I've always wondered, like, you know, obviously the netting has been up behind home plate for a long time, but if you're down the first base side, third base side, whatever, I've always wondered how people get hit with a baseball, a foul ball. Because wouldn't everybody else in your section, presumably, not everybody, but presumably a number of people in your section in the row in front of you, two rows in front of you, theoretically be paying attention to the game, and you would know that there was some excitement. Maybe you only have a second or two, but there's some excitement going on around me for some reason. Oh, wait, that's because the ball's coming over here.
Think about this, though. The best hitters in the world, the ball comes off the bat somewhere between
115
miles per hour.
Yeah.
The projectile
it comes
projectile
out faster
flying,
than the ball was going in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And at a baseball, we've all been to a baseball game, and Allison would argue, look, I'm bored at baseball games too. She would say that, not me, that it's easy to lose interest in the game. So you're talking to your friends, you're trying to find interest. So if you're a casual fan, I get that. But I've been to plenty of professional baseball games and played in a lot of baseball games. And sometimes you just got no time to react.
And before the net went all the way to the foul line, yeah, some of those line drives, if you were right up front on the first or third base line.
Scary.
Yeah, you could blink and get smacked in the face with one of those hits. But if it's a fly ball,
yeah,
you're just not paying attention. But I love the excuse. I mean, if you were better at baseball, I would have been watching the game. I would not have been hit.
You know where I am shocked that there is not netting? And I'm being serious. Would you care to guess?
At a baseball game?
It's not at a baseball game. It's another sporting event.
I know what you're going
to say. Go ahead, say it.
Behind the goal at soccer games?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why there are not nets behind the goal?
Because that thing's flying fast.
At a professional soccer game. I mean, let me say this. You just mentioned how many baseball games you've been to and how many you've played in.
Yeah, soccer's for you.
I've been to more soccer games than I can count. I've played in more soccer games than I can count. I cannot kick the ball and never have been able to kick the ball, even in my prime, as hard as Major League Soccer players, and dare I say English Premier League soccer players, can kick that ball. There is no protection behind that net. And can you imagine taking a soccer ball to the face?
Oh, the media game that we were at, I was over in the GA behind the south goal, and I watched a couple of people. There were a couple of missiles that left the foot of the forwards. And I watched a couple of people get clobbered right in the chest because they were looking at their friend. And that has to hurt. That leaves a mark. I mean, if they lifted their shirt up, I guarantee you the pattern from that ball was imprinted on their chest. Got to pay attention, people.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I mean, why is there not netting behind a goal?
Does it say what he's suing for?
Oh, God. Let me find the story again. Probably.
Because I guarantee you he will get money from this.
You really believe that?
They'll settle, yeah.
Man.
Absolutely.
No, it doesn't say how much he's suing for.
Especially with all of the other cases that we've seen where people have gotten large sums.
So
if they can give him $500K to shut up and go away.
I did not know this off the top of my head, so I will say that I'm reading this online right now. But the quote, unquote, baseball rule is a longstanding legal doctrine that the operators of all baseball facilities have a limited duty to protect fans from the risk of being hit by a foul ball. The judicial principle first emerged on widespread scale in 1942 Missouri Supreme Court case Hudson versus Kansas City Baseball Club that then put the onus on the club to protect fans because they have a certain level of liability.
Then why do they write on the back of every ticket when they used to print
tickets? Just another layer of liability protection. Just like,
well, but if the team is liable, then...
Yeah, this was 1942, so that was the first layer. And then, of course, which there are no real tickets anymore, by the way.
Right.
So it's all fine print on your phone screen.
We also know that if you have a good enough lawyer, the writing on the back of that ticket means squat.
About as much as stay back 300 feet on the back of a dump truck.
If you have a creative lawyer, they will get around that writing 7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
Somebody just mentions hockey games, but they have plexiglass.
Well,
it breaks sometimes.
Yeah, and true. If it goes above the plexiglass, again, missiles. We're talking a lot about missiles.
Would
today.
You rather be hit in the face with a foul ball, a hockey puck, or a soccer ball kicked by an all-star forward at a soccer game?
You could snap your head back.
Because I think I'd least want to be hit by a hockey puck.
I think I think the puck's the worst.
There's no give or take there.
And you want to talk about speed.
A lot of hard edges.
Woo.
Will you Google, Sam, how fast does the puck come off the stick on a shot?
You think it's faster than a baseball?
I bet it is faster than 100 miles an hour. 10
miles per hour?
Yeah.
The fastest slap shot ever clocked. 109.2 miles per hour.
Okay, so it's coming off just as roughly as fast as a baseball coming off a bat.
Speed of a line drive.
This is going to be
102. I think the fastest of all time is like 115, 116.
82.
Right?
That would be the average, I bet.
Yep. Oh, you're right. That is the average speed. Yeah. Some reach 100 miles per hour or higher.
Yeah.
Like this stud the Royals have in the minors right now, Jack Caglione.
He's had a couple
balls hit off the bat this year in the minor leagues at like 115 miles per hour.
Fastest line drive ever. 122.4 miles per hour.
Dude, that's going to take out some teeth.
Fastest soccer shot. You guys love listening to me type?
Well, no, but I love the information you're giving out. I think it's interesting.
Ooh, the fastest. Okay, there we have it.
How fast?
In terms of speed, the soccer shot is the most dangerous, 131.8 miles per hour.
Dude, right to the dome, just crack.
But there's a little give on the ball as opposed to a hockey puck or a baseball.
Still going to move your head back.
Yeah.
And next, probably the bigger injury there.
Even the baseball has some give. You may not think it will, but it will have some give. The hockey puck is just, that's straight rubber to the dome, baby. So,
somebody in the text line says, is KMVZ now a sports station? No, we don't break down those kind of numbers. We break down numbers like how fast does a hockey puck travel and how much would it hurt if you got hit in the face with it.
Yeah, and if that sounded like an educated sports conversation, I have questions for you.
The guys next door are talking about batting averages and ERAs. We're over here saying, now, would you rather get hit in the face with a hockey ball or a soccer ball? 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.